It's because you have a front-facing camera. Turn the camera around. I'll look at it and I'll start it. If we flip it around and use your other side, that should fix it.
Really?
Yeah. It's because it's front-facing, so it's flipping.
That's like pretty interesting. All right, let's do that. We'll flip it around.
Tough times. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 11.
Episode 11. We're back. It's another episode. Here on Tough Times.
You want to walk us through where we're at?
Where we're at?
Yeah, what's going on back here?
We're a little bit into the inventory here.
I think I'm sitting in front of a lot of money.
Seeing if this whiteboard says anything inappropriate. Nothing. As you can tell, I'm making a lot of money here.
Can they read that?
No, I don't think they can. Because everything's backwards.
They can see the nutrition facts on your
Blazing salsa. Blueberry.
That is so a you flavor. That's something you would get.
I didn't
cherry
buy it.
For me, cherry limeade. That's not bad. I'd do that. There we go.
Chill. Yeah, see, look, you got the chill one. I got the blazing blueberry. Yours is like, I'm just going to chill tonight. Chill cherry limeade.
Bringing me back to
cherry limeade is like a terrible flavor to me.
You've tried it?
I just think cherry limeade's like, why is cherry always associated with limeade? People are like, I like my limeade cherry.
I would have lime or I would have cherry, but it's hard to think about both. I mean, I guess I'm going to try it today. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? We've been plugging Bud Light Seltzer in like every episode. You think they'll reach out to us?
That'd be cool. This is really refreshing. It's very refreshing.
We got to get your dog Maddie in here.
Yeah. Maddie sells products.
Yeah.
I still have people reaching out about Maddie. You know that?
Yeah, dude, of course.
People are like, you want me to send her a bag of joint chews?
What's that?
I don't know. They were like, it'll make your dog's joints better.
Oh. Shoes?
Chews.
Chews. Okay.
Chews, yeah. Like Starburst for your dog.
Yeah, it's like fish oil.
I would assume that it's got a lot of omega-3 and fish oil in it.
Yeah, it's something like that. I feel like we glossed over how Bud Light Seltzer is basically like White Claw. And now everybody's drinking Bud Light Seltzer.
Well, you know,
like,
are you familiar
like,
with the
White Claw?
You familiar with the TikTok dudes?
Who?
The Nelk Boys?
No.
You haven't? I spent too much time on there. Is it what that means? Now, it's these dudes that invented the new seltzer. They're done with the skinny can.
What is this? This is skinny can?
This is skinny can.
Okay.
You notice how all seltzers come in a skinny can?
Yeah.
Theirs comes in a fat can, normal can.
Interesting. To make it look more manly?
I guess. I know. And I'm like all for it. I'm like, that's wow. Hilarious. I'm like, wow.
You feel like you're drinking a PBR or something? Something rough? Yeah. Getting into something?
What was wild was, like, during this whole thing, I thought of, like, a really good costume for somebody named Jim that was, like, overweight. On Halloween. Instead of being a slim Jim, he could be a thick Jim.
Dude, we know a Jim that could
I know. Be. I was like, I'm thinking about telling him, like, yo, that could be your costume, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm crazy, man. I start thinking about Halloween costumes like 9 months in advance.
Yeah.
And I don't even go to any Halloween parties. That's what's even crazier.
Dude, yeah.
It's like all for like that one time I go into the office at work and like.
You wear the costume to work?
Yeah. They do a costume contest at work. And it's like generally it's like a free $300.
Dude, that's amazing.
Because they give everyone who wears a costume a prize. And, like, last year they gave everyone, like, the new Fitbit, which I, like, dude, popped off online for a quick, like, 200.
Fitbits are still around, huh?
Do you know what I wore?
Hmm.
I dressed as, like, the UPS guy. Yeah, it was really funny.
I can totally see that.
Well, what made it even, like, more icing on the cake was that I was going to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I hopped on the elevator. And as I was coming down the elevator doors opened up. And guess who was standing there?
Who?
The UPS guy.
No.
Yeah. And he was like, and like, I'm like friends with the UPS guy. And he was just like, what? I was like, yeah. It was like that Spider-Man meme, you know, like the Spider-Man's pointing at each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, you should have done FedEx. Aren't you in a fight with FedEx?
I actually don't like FedEx at all right now.
Right now?
Yeah. I mean, we're not on good terms. FedEx is very ridiculous with everything they do. Weird business practices. Like when you take your package there, you know what the first question they ask you is?
Mm-hmm.
What are you shipping today? And then you tell them a big box of none of your business. And then they say, well, sir, I can't ship this if you don't tell us what's in here.
That seems like a lie. UPS does that
100% a lie. It's like, how do they know I'm not lying to them, too?
Yeah.
Like, what if I'm just like, oh, it's like safety equipment.
They're not allowed to check it, right?
Of course they're not allowed to check it. I mean, I think they are allowed to check it. They're a privately owned company. I was what I was told.
FedEx?
By the employee. That's what I was told. He's like, oh, we're privately owned. We can search anything we want. And I was just like, okay.
Really?
A lot of information for me shipping my Legos out right now.
Well, I think UPS and USPS do scan it and for, like liquids and stuff.
Personally, right? I mean, like, I probably could have just told the guy there was Legos in the box, but like, it's none of your fucking business, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Your business, you know?
I mean, that is a weird question to open up.
Ship whatever I want to ship.
Because you don't know if to be vague or specific. You're
well,
like,
yeah. It's like, what toys. If I'm like shipping these new Jordans out? And he's like, huh, you were shipping these new Jordans out.
Oh, you mean like you were.
I don't know. I didn't think about that. They're like, all right, I'm going to mark this with a Sharpie and it's going to go missing somewhere.
Dude, you know how many packages I've had that happen to?
Too many. Too many, right?
You're right. FedEx was one of them.
Of course.
Where they acted like they couldn't get inside my building. So they held it someplace and they're like, I have to go pick it up at the location.
What?
I was like, what do you mean? You guys come back here every day. Why don't you just bring it back the next day? Mm-hmm. I had to walk like three streets over to go pick it up from a FedEx.
That is ridiculous.
It's very strange.
It's a
right?
FedEx type move. I expect nothing less from the feds.
But you know what's the problem is Amazon has a good relationship with them, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because Amazon uses, I've asked Amazon.
I thought Amazon uses UPS.
I think they use all of them.
Oh, hang on. We got an Amazon box right over here. I'm going to take a look at the label.
I think it's like whatever network you fall into.
Oh my
into.
God, it's a FedEx box. It's a FedEx box.
Where?
It's a FedEx label on the Amazon box.
It is, right?
Yeah. My whole life is a lie.
It's whatever, you know, whatever is convenient, I guess, for the area. You know what we're realizing? I'm looking at the floor and we have an
did you
electric
know that
fly squatter. Swatter.
Squatter? We have there's a fly squatter on the floor?
Shows you how much I work out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, guys, we're going to do 35 fly squats.
I would have loved to just...
And then we're going to follow it with a protein shake.
Is it who plays?
Is that how you talk right. when you're doing your fitness stuff?
Dude, I used to...
We're going to follow that with a protein shake, and we're going to chase that with some extra carbs.
Dude,
Oh-ho.
I used to... You know spinning? Do you know what spinning is?
Yeah, it's when you sit in a desk chair and you just, like, let it rip.
It's a bike.
I know,
it's
you're
like
on bikes,
bike.
You're
yes.
cycling.
Yeah. So I used to be a spin instructor.
I would have paid big money to go to those classes.
All right, guys, we're going to climb this mountain.
Oh, man, I would have loved every moment of that.
Big climb coming up. And then you jack the music up. You're like DJing.
With your iPod, you're just like...
Dude, that's like half of spinning is just the music selection.
Really? So you had a killer playlist?
Well, to some people.
To some people. so you had
like
people
it.
Come up to you and they were like, we don't like this music?
Well, I started noticing they didn't come to my class after a little while.
Wow, it was all because of the music?
Well, yeah, they used to go to this woman who played rock music in the morning. They like, I saw some people.
They like hard rock?
Her.
Wow, so she was
yeah,
like.
Classic rock,
do
whatever.
You think she was like, you know, looking at your class, she's like, I'm going to steal.
Probably.
Steal some riders.
She was too nice to say that, but like we both
knew what
was
going
on. Of course
she was too nice.
On.
That's how fitness people are. They lie to your face.
Yeah, she was a teacher too, so it was kind of like, yeah. You know, exercise.
She's like,
stuff.
Oh, don't worry,
yeah.
Don't worry.
You'll come back next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't.
She's
I don't know.
It's definitely not your music selection.
Yeah, you know, I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. I still listen to the playlist sometimes.
It sucks when you're in charge of picking the music for a group of people.
I think that's what they thought,
it
yeah.
It sucks. It sucks. Because, like, what are you doing?
Not
you're picking a
genre?
Like you're picking a genre for a mass audience?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
You know what's the worst is when you're in a gym and you're in charge of the music and people put on headphones while the music's going. That's
they're like,
such a diss.
Yeah, that is such a diss. They're like, your music sucks so much, I had to buy noise-canceling headphones
yeah.
to block it all out. It makes me feel so much better. You ever go over to Lifetime? You put me on Lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't gone back.
You put it on hold, though, right?
No, I had to cancel it eventually.
That's cool. Good for you.
They were charging me like $20 a month
of course.
For that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It is a nice place. I wish
it's
they
very
had
nice
it.
There. Everything's back now there. But
sauna?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's not back there. It's the music selection. I've complained multiple times about the music selection there.
See, that
I'm like, yo,
hard.
Who's picking the music in the locker room here? I was like, you guys are paying, like... Put some hot classic rock on or something. I don't care. I don't care what it is. Just like whatever you guys are currently choosing, it's got to go.
Yeah.
Or else I won't be a member here is what I told him. And then what do you know? I came back the next week. New music. It was all new music.
What'd they choose?
I don't know. They fired whoever had their iPod hooked up, though, I hope.
Well, dude, that's such a big gym that it's like it's hard to find.
It's like when you go to an open mic. I mean, dude, when you do an open mic, like these like 50 at the same place, right?
Yeah.
You start to notice that these guys are picking the same music week in, week out.
Oh, of course.
It's brutal.
Yeah. I think so. You gotta...
It's brutal, man, because, like, I don't want to hear the same stuff. Let alone pick cooler music for me to walk out to.
Yeah, some people do. Some
dude, I walk out, the girls just want to have fun, probably more than I can count on my right hand.
That's a safe selection for you, though.
Is it, though? Yeah, it's not that great. I'd rather come out to a cooler song. Like, put some Jay-Z on as I'm coming out. Like, yeah, what is he? Like, he has licensing issues where he's like, no comic will come out to my music.
Actually, that's not
a
stretch.
I could totally see him doing that. Yeah, that is not a stretch. He's just got people out. You know, he's got so many people.
Yeah, he's like, my music's only allowed at the
Apollo. You notice Jay-Z now? He gets mad over, like, big money things now.
Like what?
He just sues people now.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure.
Like, I've watched him. He's had like 3 or 4 lawsuits in the past month over just like crazy stuff.
Well, there's a lot. Like, if we hear about a lawsuit, like, there's probably another 5 or 6 on top of that that we don't hear about.
You're right.
You know, I heard Seinfeld talking about that.
Really?
Like, he's like, there's lawsuits regularly against him for, like, whatever, rights issues, this, that, or they're suing for something. But he doesn't even know about it.
Of course not.
Yeah.
He's
like,
not handling that.
Don't bother me.
He tells
his
word. Don't even tell me about this stuff.
Yeah.
Handle it.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's what...
Me? I'd be the opposite, man. I'd want to know. I'd be like, who's suing me, man? And I'd go show up. I'd, like, do weird things.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like,
I'm so petty,
that
man.
Probably...
I'd be sending people to, like, their work. I'd be like, who's suing me?
Dude,
who's suing me?
You know what I just started watching?
Send them, like, flowers and stuff. Like, send them a pizza every day.
Who?
Whoever's trying to sue me.
Try to win them over with kindness?
No. I just, like, I think that would be funny. It's like, you're not going to win this lawsuit, but eat this pizza while you're waiting.
You've been served.
Yeah, right?
No, I started watching Billions.
Oh,
you
yeah?
Watch that?
No.
Dude, amazing show.
I haven't finished
really
Millions
slept
yet.
On it. Huh?
The prequel, Millions.
No, dude, Billions. You know who's in that? You remember the guy from
Paul
Big Giamatti?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his name.
Dude, the Biggest Loser.
That's what kind of attracted me to that show.
Liar.
I think that guy's funny.
I think so, too.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Honestly, it's good to see him in such
a lead
Big
role. Fat Liar you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good
Frankie
to see
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah.
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. Wow.
Amanda Bynes was in that?
I think so, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? They, like, picked, like, the two biggest, like, kid stars at the time, and they're like, dude,
yeah,
the kids are going to go nuts if we collaborate these two.
And they did.
And they did, and we went nuts. I was like, dude, Frankie Muniz, Amanda, I was like, you think he's kissing her, man?
Oh, my God.
I was so jealous. I used to love Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes, really?
That's yeah, funny. And she took a deep turn, you know?
Yeah, what happened?
She started dating Kid Cudi, and things went south.
Really?
I think it might have been before the Kid Cudi
thing. Yeah, probably. I feel like it's been for a while now.
It was really weird.
Ever since the show ended.
You know what was really weird to me? I was like a kid still, and like Kid Cudi dropped a song. He's like, people want to know about me and Amanda Bynes. That was like one of the lines he had, and I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, dude, is Kid Cudi too old for Amanda Bynes? It was just like confusing. Because when people grow up on TV, they stay young forever.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, for example, Drake Bell.
Drake Bell is the...
Drake and Josh.
He's the bigger dude?
No.
Josh is the bigger dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guitar playing guy. Drake
got in trouble recently.
I was just about to say, are you familiar with what happened to Drake?
Something underage.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Crazy guy.
Yeah, that's what
crazy
it was.
Crazy guy.
Yeah.
Just can't... He's got like a wife now, too, and a kid on the way, which is crazy to me.
Yo, that's so weird. It's like all
the neighbor
people...
across the street's doing that, too.
What?
Like, she's like dating a sex offender. But he's
dude,
like...
you know where I was this weekend? Across the street was a registered pedophile.
Dude, have you ever been on Megan's Law?
Yeah, that's how we found out.
Wow. And, like, you only found one?
No, I'm sure there's... But
there's millions. There's hundreds of
you
these
you can
people.
See into the window of the house that we were at, like, and they talk to him all the time.
It's actually a rule for sex offenders. You can't have tinted windows.
You can't?
I just made that up, but it seems
like
it should be a rule.
That's for everybody.
It should be a rule, though, right?
I actually have gotten... Dude, I got tinted
windows. Tinted windows is lame.
Dude, you know how much I used to obsess over that? I used to think that was, like, the shit.
Were you, like, a Subi guy?
A Subi, like a Subaru?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I know about those
one.
People.
What do you mean?
I mean, like they're
like,
just like
the modifiers. Like they modify everything on their car. Everything goes into the car.
I got a friend. He's got an apartment full of 9 grand worth of parts right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm only 1,000 away from completing this car, and then I'm gonna throw the kid on.
Dude, I don't have the patience for that.
It just throws me off because it's like, man, what are you doing, dude? Speaking of being thrown off by prices, I was at a sneaker show this weekend. Speaking of all these sneakers here, right? I bought some guy's whole collection. That's how I ended up with these.
How big is the collection?
He had 100 pairs, and I went to a storage unit. I got a tip from my buddy Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. And I got a tip from Kevin, and he said, yo, man, this guy's got some sneakers. You want to go buy them? I said, yo, give me this guy's number. I was like, I want them all. I don't know why. I just get crazy when I see bulk deals of, like, Jordans, LeBrons, and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, I can make some good money there. So then I saw the whole collection, and I said, I offered the guy 2 grand. He said, whoa, I couldn't do that. He said, why don't you just pick the ones you like, man? And I was like, I want them all. I want all of them. Guy proceeded to give me all the sneakers and whatnot. And then, yeah. So I've been taking them around to sneaker shows. I've been to one so far. And I've made, like, decent money there off some of the sneakers back. I almost got all my money back for these sneakers. I still have, like, 80 pairs.
Which one is the one you bought?
All of them. I bought all these? Yeah, I bought all of these. Now, here's the thing. When I was at the sneaker show, Mizbo, we were just talking prices, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's something that's going to throw you off and me off. Now, this little kid's walking around. He's younger than both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Very baby-faced, you know. He's smoking a vape. And I'm like, yo, how old is this kid, right? You know?
Yeah.
I have no idea how old kids are anymore. And the kid...
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes up to me and he just goes, yo, man, you buying or selling today? And I was like, oh, I'd buy a pair. I'd buy a pair, maybe. I don't know. That's what I say to everyone. I'm like, I might buy a pair. I don't know much about sneakers. So, like, I don't know. This one guy came up to me. He was like, yo, man, you buying? I was like, yeah. Then he pulled out a pair of Jordan 1s. The pair I showed you in the kitchen, yellow ones. They retail for $170. The guy was like, yeah, these are brand new. I tried them on. They're not for me. And I was just like, I thought they were a pair of Jordan mids, which you're wearing on your feet right now. I got a pair on. Miz's got a pair on. And they're more affordable, right?
Yeah.
So I said to the guy, I said, yo, man, I'll give you $100 for those. And he was just like, you can't do more, man. I was like, nah. I was like, I'm firm at $100. And he was just like, okay, done. You know? So he ended up paying $100 for this. I paid him $100 for the sneakers. I ended up taking them.
Wait, what's more expensive? You said that's a mids are affordable?
Yeah, I said mids are more affordable. So I lowballed this guy, and he just took the money because he needed it. Mm. And I was like, oh, man, I felt really bad because, like, the sneaker that I bought from him is going for $200 right now.
Oh.
I mean, it's a rookie mistake by that guy. But now here's the thing. Remember the young kid I just mentioned?
Yeah.
He's walking around. He's got two pairs of sneakers. I said, let me take a look at him, buddy. You know, just being a nice guy. And I take the lid off the one box of sneakers. It's a pair of off-white Chicago Jordan 1s. Do you know how much those are going for?
No.
Virgil Abloh, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. He worked with Kanye back in the day at LV, and then, like, I don't know. He's on his own thing now, and he designed sneakers. How much do you think one pair of the Jordan 1 off-whites? No. Way off.
Five.
Way off. You don't even have enough numbers, brother.
1,000?
A little bit more than that, buddy, which is crazy to me. This kid said, I said, how much do you want for this pair? And he said, 48. I'm not taking anything less. And I said, 48.
48, what, 100?
Yeah, he was talking 4,800, man. He's a kid. A kid, younger than me and you, talking 4,800 for a pair of sneakers.
Hey, you might put him through college.
Dude, I thought to myself, I said, dude, who is wearing that? I said, who are you selling that to? I said, who's your target customer, man? I said, what, you think you could walk down the street running a little baby or something? Like, I don't know.
How old was the kid?
Oh, dude, he was so young, man. Dude, this kid, like, I have a baby face right now, and I'm 28, 27. I'm actually ahead of the curve this year. I keep saying I'm 28, even though I'm 27.
Yeah, but you're almost 28.
I'm like, yeah, September's right around the corner, you know? 29th. Feel free to reach out.
We might do a special episode or something.
Who knows? Dude, a little B-Day episode? Who knows?
Yeah. Take some mushrooms.
Oh, whoa. It's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we don't do drugs here.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No.
But I feel like that kid was just kind of shooting his shot. He doesn't really want to sell them, so he's like,
well, I'll tell you what, I looked online to confirm this kid's price, and he was right. That's how much they were going for.
Jeez.
And I was like, dude, why did you buy this? See, that's a down payment on a house. Yeah. I don't know. He's like, I'm going to sell it, man. I said,
how much did he buy it for? Did he tell you?
I didn't ask him. I didn't even care because I was just like, man, we're talking money. I'm not going to give you right now.
That's it. I wonder what he bought that for.
I was just so embarrassed that I didn't have like $5,000 in my pocket. You know, I wanted to flex on the kid, be like, ha, $5,000. That's it.
Yeah, it's how the Boy Scout.
And just like take him, put him right on my feet, and make everyone sick.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to wear something if I bought something like that.
I would never wear a sneaker that cost over $1,000.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I would never pay. My max on paying for a sneaker is $500. And the sneaker has to retail at $500 for me to pay for it.
The most I've never paid for a sneaker this much, but I've paid for like driving shoes.
It's like I remember these. Shoes. Yeah, you brought them to
Prada.
Me. Yeah,
Prada shoes. I bought them when I was like 17 with mosque money. The mosque gave me a big gift, and I like just blew all of it on.
Explain
these
this.
Shoes.
The mosque just gave you a big gift. Did they give a big gift to all?
No.
No.
It was like a
why? Why you?
I was like
you were the chosen one.
I was performing. Yeah, a little.
You
bit.
You were performing. What do you mean you were performing?
I was leading the prayers.
You were leading the prayers.
Yeah, me and like two other dudes, in Ramadan.
Dude, so they gave you some money?
Well, dude, unfortunately, that's the main reason why I did it.
Is that where the church donations are going?
Partly.
You guys are just straight up about it. You're like, yeah, we're paying some of our people with
dude,
these.
Dude, not just at the end of those 30 days. You have random, because this is in the main line, right? So there's, you have people.
The main line?
You know where that is.
I thought it was just like some code you were using there.
It is.
Like, oh, we're in the mainline Muslims.
Mainline, it's like, you know, rich people there, rich Indians and Pakistanis, and you'd have people who'd come up to you and just give you like $500.
Collectively, how much money, if all of them came together, how much money do you think is in like a mosque at a given time? Like,
oh, a lot of money in that case. But I'm saying in terms of what I got probably like a
thousand. Talk about a Hollywood, like, why is there no Bollywood heist movies where they're robbing mosques?
I mean, I'm sure. No, that, like, that's, I don't know if that would be Bollywood. That,
mask that would, off.
Yeah. Mask that would, on. That would cause some tension, I'm sure. Dude, one time the mosque gave me a gift. Like, this was another mosque in, like, Philly. And they gave me.
How many mosques are there?
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
I mean, how many churches are there?
That's what the answer I wanted there. I just wanted to know. They were just like, whoa, I don't know. There's so many.
So they gave us a bunch of money, right, as the gift.
Who's but, they? Who's the they?
Like the board or the...
The board? They have a board members?
Yeah. Or, you know, yeah, the board.
Fascinated by this. I don't even know if we can fit this all in one episode.
Oh, yeah. I think we're coming up to a close. But let me finish this.
Let's
so
get to it.
He gave me a bunch of money, right? But...
I thought it was they. Now it's he.
Whatever. They...
I'm just trying to figure it out.
So, yeah, just trying to figure it out. He basically... gives me like ones and fives, and you could tell it was like straight from the donation box that they just got. So it was like one of those things.
Sounds like you're working for like a drug dealer or something, you know? He's like, dude, ones and fives, we'll spend them on the kids.
The dude that I was leading with, he's like, oh,
I heard it in a Jeezy song one day.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I feel bad, I'm gonna just give it back. And now I seem like a terrible guy because I'm like, wait, what? You want to give it back? I mean, all right. And then I gave it back at the end of the day.
You gave it back to who?
To back to the mosque.
Damn, and you know what the mosque did?
What?
Right into his pocket.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story similar. I was at work at Radwell one day, right? Working at Radwell over in Jersey. And I remember I was their buyer. I was their eBay buyer. I'd buy all the parts off of eBay, and I'd source them and move them around and whatnot. And then one day they said, hey, Ryan, we need a part rushed in. And I said, you know what? I know a guy who's right up the street. I said, we get that rushed in, no problem. I reached out to the guy and said, hey, man, can you rush the part in? And he was like, yeah, done. I'll do it. And it was great. Guess what? The guy was really rushing, and he came down that same hour. I got a call. I said, Yusuf is in the lobby for you or something, right? Mm-hmm. I go down to the lobby. Yusuf comes up to me, right? He said, hey, Mr. Runes, I got the package for you, right? He pulls me in real close, right? Real close. Grabs my arm and just, like, yanks on it, right? Pulls me in real close.
Are you a free bird?
It was similar to that. And he pulls me in, and he just... sticks his hand into my pocket.
What?
And he said, that's for you. Thank you. And then I was like, what the hell? And then like the lady at the front desk is staring at me, and I'm like holding the box that I just bought from this guy. I bought like manufacturing equipment. It was like, I gave the guy like $5,000 for this part.
Through your company or you?
Through the company. It wasn't me. Not my money.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, and then we sold the part for
like we'll reimburse
grand.
You.
Yeah, so the guy drops it off. So... then I start walking back, right? And I'm bugging out. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this guy put in my pocket? And I reach into my pocket, right? It's an envelope in there, right? With a $100 bill.
Tip?
Yeah, he was giving me like a tip for buying from him, right?
Oh.
So, Ethical Ryan at the time went to his manager, right? And you know what he said?
Hmm.
He said, hey, boss, this guy gave me $100 for buying from him. He said, oh, that's cool. Let me see it. Boss man takes the $100 bill from me. He said, I'll let Brian Radwell know about this. Slid it right into his pocket, dog.
No.
Right in front of me. Right in front of me.
What'd you say?
What did I say?
Yeah.
I shut the hell up and I sat back down. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, that's such a power move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, what was I going to do, right? You know, it was the ethical thing. It was the right thing to do. But now I learned a valuable lesson that day. Yes, I was like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the guy in the parking lot if he's going to hand me money, you know? So what am
That's
I doing?
True.
No witnesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this was a packed episode.
It was. It was a heavy
Lots
one. Heavy
on
hitter
here.
Episode. And I think it's time to wrap it up.
It's time to wrap it up. This has been really fun. Remember, we're not just on YouTube. We're on Apple, Spotify. Rate and review. Help us out. And,
help us out.
Anything else?
No, it's been a tough time.
It's been a very tough time.
Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe. Thanks for watching. We're back. It's another episode of Tough Times. We got Miss Book in the rear view here.